Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Breaking news from early this afternoon. The revival of Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, will play its final Broadway performance on May 5th at the L'Enfantin Theater. A spokesperson for the production told the publication Deadline they were originally intended to conclude its run in January following the departures of its original stars, Josh Groban and Annaleigh Ashford, but extended through May 5th with the castings of the popular Aaron Tveit and Sutton Foster. The beloved Stephen Sondheim musical follows an escaped convict, originated by Groban, who seeks vengeance on the evil judge who imprisoned him, raped his wife, and abducted their baby girl. Ashford played his co-conspirator, Mrs. Lovett, a struggling pie shop owner who makes clever use of Sweeney's victims. Sweeney Todd never really struggled at the box office, and although its grosses slipped a bit following Groban and Ashford's departure, it has still played to about 90-95% capacity audiences in recent weeks. This production was directed by Thomas Kail and choreographed by Stephen Hoggett. The producing team was led by Jeffrey Seller. As previously announced, a national tour for the show will launch in spring 2025. Dates, venues, and a cast will be announced later. It cost about $13 million to mount in New York, which has been recouped. At the time of its Broadway closing, Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, will have played 27 previews and 406 regular performances. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, March 10th. Wicked saw a lot of green last week at the Gershwin Theater. Buoyed by five new principal actors that just joined the cast last Tuesday, the musical blockbuster grossed $1.84 million, outgrossing fellow bigwigs Hamilton and The Lion King for the week's top spot. In its first eight-show week, An Enemy of the People grossed over $1.1 million at Circle in the Square Theater, driven by its stars Jeremy Strong and Michael Imperioli. For its first two previews, Tommy grossed over $345,000 playing to sold-out houses at the Niederlander Theater. Despite having last week's lowest average ticket price, Water for Elephants took in over $723,000 in its first seven-show week at the Imperial Theater. Capacity was 93%. Most shows saw a rise in their grosses compared to last week. A notable exception to this rule was The Notebook, which officially opens on Thursday. Despite selling out the Gerald Schoenfeld last week, its grosses took a small dip to just about $770,000. Chances are that seats have been held for critics to attend these last several days, as is common in the days leading up to a show's official opening. Broadway's cumulative gross went up 5%, with a 3% jump in attendance, and half of the 24 shows running reached seven figures. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.